Concerns over lack of an early voting site in Troy, New York, have led to a push for new state legislation. New York State's first 10 days of early voting starts Saturday, but for residents of Rensselaer County's largest city, casting a ballot depends on finding a way to get to one of two designated early polling places, neither of which is served by public transportation. Democratic State Senator Neil Breslin.
The two voting places in Skodak and Brunswick really prevent a lot of people in the city of Troy from easy access to voting. Thus, John McDonald and myself have sponsored legislation to change that. And to change it principally, the new legislation, which will not be before the Senate and the Assembly until January, but that legislation would say that the top municipality in that county comes first, whether it be village, city, town. In this case, it's the city of the city of Troy. And the city of Troy, under this legislation, would have a place to vote.
Breslin was joined by fellow Democrats, Assemblyman John McDonald, and Troy Mayor Patrick Madden, who is running for re-election Tuesday at Unity House, a site that had offered itself as an early polling place in the Collar City. Unity House CEO Chris Burke.
We serve thousands of families in Troy, many of whom have barriers to transportation. We became involved with the League of Women Voters, Russell Sage, Troy Area United Ministries, and the NAACP in an effort to try to get an early voting site in Troy. And as we were involved, we realized that we were a central location and met all the handicap accessibility requirements.
Breslin was asked whether discrimination was a factor. The Republican-led county legislature, responsible for establishing the early voting sites, has denied any wrongdoing.
I think there's an argument to say that you are depriving groups of people in the city of Troy that might not have transportation, might be working two or three different jobs, an inability to properly vote in this election, depriving them of their constitutional right to do so.
Madden says early voting should be the norm across the state.
We ought to be making it as easy as possible for every eligible voter to participate in this central tenet of democracy. Early voting is a common sense move, and it is long overdue.
Republican City Council President Carmela Mantello, also running to hold her seat, says she advocated for a polling site in the city of Troy back in April.
Troy is home, the hub of the county, but saying that ultimately the Board of Election commissioners decide where the early voting sites are. So I think it's important moving forward that, obviously politics be put aside, which I believe they have, and the Board of Elections considers Troy for next year as having an early voting site. And certainly there comes a cost because next year there's three elections. You have two primaries and then you have the general election. So that certainly would be more money. So hopefully the state will provide additional dollars for that purpose. I understand Senator Breslin has proposed a bill. I work in the legislature, so I cannot lobby for that bill, but I certainly support that bill.
Breslin says although his bill will not impact this year's voting, it's likely it will be passed next year in time for the 2020 elections. State lawmakers return to Albany in January. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.